Sitting here with Britt Larson of the Pilot Point FFA out of the great state of Texas. Britt is an American Star finalist in agricultural placement. Britt, tell me a little bit about your placement, your SAE, and how you got here to National Convention as a finalist.
Well, my SAE consists of working on many different ranches over the over a time span of about 8 to 10 years. My daily operations done on many of the ranches that I've been working for have changed over the years due to my due to experience and knowledge gained through different mentors. One of my greatest mentors has hands down have to be my grandfather. Took me under his wing at a young age and really taught me the ins and outs of the commercial cattle industry as well as a registered quarter horse industry. Also having to be my uncle, being a young cattle rancher in Northwest Texas, he's really strived and really outshined himself, and I'm tickled to death to really be mentored by him. Daily operations on the ranch have just got to be mainly anything with dealing with cattle to horses, to maintaining, you know, health of both of those, maintenance equipment, gentling and breaking young colts to ride to be utilized for ranch work, and shipping and receiving of different types of cattle. My future plans after graduation from Texas A&M University is to go into the feedlot industry, learn the ins and outs of a feedlot and how a feedlot successfully works, and then take that information I've gained from the feedlot industry and incorporate that back into Texas Christian University in Fort Worth, Texas, and involve myself in the TCU Ranch Management Program. Upon completion from the TCU Ranch Management Program, I plan on just living the dream of creating a large, well-known commercial cattle operation, having a small but elite herd of registered Simbrough cattle, as well as managing a small but efficient feedlot.
What would you say some of the greatest challenges were throughout your SAE?
Greatest challenges? Possibly having to learn on the fly, learn hands-on as situations occurred, really testing my durability on how I would perform within my SAE, as well as a big one recently has been the financial management of my income and expenses for my own registered herd and cattle operation, and how I can really strive to meet to gain the most profit for my quality animals that I'm producing.
Lastly, Britt, what would you say is the number one thing you learned throughout your supervised agricultural experience?
Oh, that's a good one. Number one thing I've learned is meet whoever you can, whenever you can, and create a strong networking basis, because you never know who you'll be working with in the future.
Once again, congratulations to Britt Larson, a National American Star and Agricultural Placement finalist from the great state of Texas. Reporting from the 88th National FFA Convention, I'm Thomas Shaw.